It ended, like most of my cases, with everybody dead. The king was dead, the queen was dead, the prince was almost dead.
Oh, I die, good friend. The potent poison quite overcrows my spirit, and the rest is silence.
Unfortunately, the rest wasn't silence. For a guy who was checking out, Prince Hamlet had a lot to say.
Good friend, if thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, absent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain to tell my story.
It doesn't take much to see that the problems of one Danish prince don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. But what the heck? Yeah, I'll tell your story. I owe you that much. It all began with a summons from the King of Denmark. He wouldn't say what the problem was, but he sounded worried. Very worried. So I brushed up on my 11th century Danish and headed for Elsinore. Me? I'm just in time. I work for the FBI, the fictional Bureau of Investigation. That's right, I'm a fictional detective. When I finally reached the castle, I was told I could find the king resting in the garden. The king was in the garden, all right, but he wasn't resting.
Murder! Most foul!
Yeah, it usually is.
In my ear!
He was fading fast. I leaned in closer. Yeah, it usually is!
You don't have to shout. I'm dying, not death.
You said in your ear.
Poison in my ear!
That'd do it.
My son.
Your son poisoned you?
No, no, my son didn't poison me. He must avenge me. Help me, time. Help Hamlet avenge my murder. Promise me time, promise me.
Yeah, sure, I'll get the guy who murdered you. Just one question.
Yes?
Who murdered you?
It was...
How do you spell that? He didn't answer me. He was dead, and one thing you learn in the detective game is that dead men give lousy answers.